Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic, Lessons in Strength, Wisdom, and Courage. Ever feel like your relationships are stuck on repeat? Like you're going through the same arguments, the same misunderstandings, the same frustrations over and over again? Trust me, I get it. We all crave deep, meaningful connections, but sometimes communication can feel like navigating a minefield. But guess what? Stoicism has some pretty powerful tools to help us build healthier, stronger relationships through effective communication. Today's episode is all about breaking free from those communication cycles and learning how to truly connect with the people who matter most. We're going to explore 5 key takeaways that can totally transform your interactions. First up, listen actively. I mean really listen. It's not just about hearing the words, it's about understanding the emotions behind them, trying to see things from their perspective, and responding with empathy. Think of it like this. When someone's sharing something with you, they're handing you a precious gift, their vulnerability. Don't just take it and put it on a shelf. Embrace it, understand it, and show them that their words are valuable. Next up, be mindful of your language. Words have power, people. They can build bridges or tear down walls. Choose your words carefully. Instead of using accusatory language, try phrases that express your feelings without blaming the other person. For example, instead of saying "you always make me feel," try "I feel when you." This shift in perspective can make a world of difference. Now, practice clear and concise communication. Don't beat around the bush or expect people to read your mind. Express your thoughts and feelings openly and honestly, but also be respectful of their time and space. Remember, it's a two-way street. Don't forget the importance of nonverbal communication. Body language speaks volumes. Make eye contact, smile, nod. These small gestures can show the other person that you're engaged in listening. Ever noticed how a simple hug or a gentle touch can instantly diffuse tension? These nonverbal cues can be incredibly powerful in building connection. Finally, be willing to compromise. Relationships are all about give and take. There will be times when you need to meet halfway, even if it means stepping outside of your comfort zone. Remember, finding common ground is essential for creating a harmonious and fulfilling relationship. Alright, let's talk about a real-life example. Imagine you're going out with friends on Saturday night. You've been looking forward to this all week, but your partner wants to stay in and have a quiet night. Now, that can feel like a real head-scratcher, right? How do you navigate those competing desires without resentment or frustration building up? Here's where Stoic principles come into play. Instead of getting defensive or making it an argument, take a deep breath and try to understand your partner's perspective. Maybe they are feeling stressed from work, or maybe they just need some quiet time to recharge. Once you understand their needs, communicate your own feelings openly and honestly. Express how much you value spending time with them, but also explain why going out is important to you. Remember, it's not about winning or losing, it's about finding a solution that works for both of you. Maybe you can agree on a compromise, a shorter outing, or having friends over at your place for a more relaxed evening. See? Stoicism can help you turn a potential conflict into an opportunity to connect even deeper. Alright, let's wrap things up. Remember, building healthy relationships takes effort, but it's totally worth it. By actively listening, communicating clearly, and practicing empathy, we can create connections that are strong, resilient, and truly fulfilling. So go out there, apply these Stoic principles, and watch your relationships blossom. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family. Let's spread the Stoic love. Until next time, keep it real, keep it strong, and keep on connecting.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.